And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
It has now been a month since the House and Senate gave final approval to the state budget, and there's still been no real explanation for one troubling provision that appeared at the last minute, a $10 million cut to the Department of Justice, headed by Attorney General Josh Stein. The cut means Stein may have to lay off more than 100 attorneys who handle criminal appeals and lawsuits against the state, and to protect consumers from fraud and predatory schemes. The budget cut was not in the budget that the House or Senate passed. It came out of nowhere, and it wasn't made to save money, since the final budget spends $100 million more than either chamber's original plan. The only reason for the cut is that legislative leaders don't like that Stein, a Democrat, is now the state's chief law enforcement officer because he was elected by the voters. Spite is never a good reason for anything, especially when it comes to a decision that could make North Carolina less safe. Lawmakers need to rethink those damaging cuts. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.